Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, and this is an all-new Metal Injection livecast. So much talk this week about the death ceiling. The only ceiling I want to do is sealing Noah's eyes shut with my molten Metal Man sauce. Yummy. Here's the show.
That's right.
I like it.
Boy, don't say that shit when I'm trying to swallow.
Well, speaking of molten Metal Man sauce...
Probably should have checked the volume knob.
I feel like that's like the same thing that like Metroid would come, you know, if he was like, you know.
Wasn't Metroid a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, but like if you had a robot dick and she was on the inside, like you. No? Does he have a robot dick or like?
Welcome to the Metal Injection livecast, everyone.
That was just not about shit.
Yeah. We've moved on to the other side with robot dick. I guess we're in the digital age now.
There's two sides. Shit and a robot dicks. Now you know.
There you go. Welcome to the live cast. We have, I guess, an above average show today.
How do we? It hasn't happened yet.
How do we gauge that?
Well, I talked to a psychic earlier.
Sean is drinking from a jukebox.
A jukebox.
Wow.
That's how much he loves music.
It's a liquid jukebox.
It's a juice box.
Yes. Oh, I thought it was called a jukebox.
You're Israeli. You're a foreigner.
Maybe that's language. How you say it. Yeah.
It's in Hebrew.
Israel, yeah.
Yeah.
All those jukebox.
It's called Bert and Ernie's Berry is actually what.
Yes. There's a big picture of Bert and Ernie smiling on the cover and Sid and Sean posed next to the juice box as Bert and Ernie.
Mm-hmm. You're,
forthcoming.
I'm going to post that on our Metal Injection livecast Facebook page.
It's the listener's favorite gay couple.
Right. Wait, which one?
Both.
I think you just...
We're just duking it out. Yeah, we're just duking it out right now.
We're all going to go on one of them Rosie O'Donnell cruises.
When are we going to do the overnight marriage?
I don't think we're going to do that.
That's bullshit. Did Amy yell at you after that?
A little bit.
You're not doing that! Yeah.
Really?
She's like, that's not happening.
That's fucking lame. Not why does she hate gays?
Can you just get it right and old? Or, you know.
Wait, is she jealous?
Sid, Sean has money.
She doesn't
just marry him for the money and then divorce
him. Spouse.
Oh, she doesn't want to marry a divorcee?
I'd be damaged goods.
That's true.
Can you guys get married, then divorced, so you and Sean can get married?
Right. And then you get married again, then she would be first and third.
So we could get, like, we could renew our vows.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a possibility.
Because even in that night, I'll give you some baggage. I'll give you some fucking baggage.
What kind of luggage? Is it a brand named?
Samsonite.
Like Samsonite. His like
baggage.
Roller with a hidden handle.
He's talking about his baggage.
Oh, you're going to give me the hidden handle, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. It's been a while.
For that blissful 12-hour marriage, you'll get the hidden handle for
last
sure.
Last time was summer camp.
Very romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would like to point out to everyone that we have a phone number, and that number is 646-929-1357. I think I'm getting pretty good at this, guys. Just saying, the actual number.
You haven't given your own number out in like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Woo! We should have like one of those signs of like, Rob hasn't given out his number in X amount of weeks.
Yeah.
And then keep resetting it all the time.
Yeah, so instead of X, it would be a number?
Yeah, well, it's a variable.
Why not Y? Why do you have to go to X?
X is just the go-to letter. Have you never took math?
What?
You ever been on math? Get your algebra on.
Nah, son. I was grinding that day, son.
Grinding what?
I don't know. They,
or who?
The hip-hop kids say grinding. I don't know. What is it, like hustling? Is it just
nobody says that.
They say grinding.
Nobody says that.
I'm grinding, son. I'm on the streets grinding.
You just said that right now. Nobody really.
But they actually do say that.
I don't think nobody does that.
Oh, come on. You know.
Come on, Sid. Flow for us.
What is this?
This is a hip-hop beat.
Not yet. I'm grinding, yo.
Get disaster.
That's my boy,
Sid. That's
too.
All I got. Back me up. I need a hype man.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It's MC Sid. And I'm grinding still. MC, not so good. Catch you at your Popeyes.
You're going to need a hip replacement soon if you keep grinding like that.
Oh, snap.
Sid's now taking PayPal donations for his hip replacement.
We on Hot 97. We got the new joint from Young. That's my partner. He has Tourette's. That's what's up.
It's
that new single from Sid, a.k.a. Young Cranky.
That's actually pretty good.
This is Dr. Dreidel. You on Hot 97?
Yeah, shalom, motherfucker.
That's going to be my rap name, Dr. Dreidel.
I love that.
All right, enough.
Wow. That's early contender for the title of the episode, Dr. Dreidel.
Really? Now you're gonna blow me up like that. Then I'm gonna my single will drop and then people will say, the synergy. The name of that episode is his rap name.
It's fine.
I like that there's a borscht destroyer in the chat.
There's a different food being destroyed every week.
Nice.
Oh, and there's taco grinder now as well. I like that.
Yeah.
There's also a very severe racial slur in the chat. I don't know.
Maybe you can
should ban that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Someone else has somehow gotten the mod access in the chat room.
Did you? How'd that happen? We've been hacked.
Is it whoever signs in first?
I guess this chat.
Now you know. So you can ban us.
Well, the person who said it says he's Hispanic, so he could say the N-word, but I'm pretty sure you can't. Because the N-word isn't about Hispanic people, I don't think.
They're approved.
By black people or by themselves? I hear them saying it on
black,
the train and
most
stuff.
Most contemporary young urban black people do not object to Hispanic saying it. Older black people object to it.
I would think.
With an A or with an E-R?
Well, they're not spelling it when they're saying it, though. You know.
Well, but still... when you pronounce it with an A or an ER, you know, it's definitive, that's an ER.
I would almost every young Hispanic kid I know says that.
Mm.
Yeah, they say it all the time.
Super Nintendo says he's Irish, so he could call people WAP. I'm pretty sure you don't need to be Irish to call
Sean,
people
we don't
WAP.
Need to hear you sucking in your juice box.
He's sucking off on Bert and Ernie.
It's almost gone. There was so much in this little box.
Yeah.
It's the gift that kept on giving. Yeah.
Speaking of your little box, Sean, you were telling us about a Groupon purchase earlier.
Oh, yeah. I did a Groupon trip that my girlfriend set up for cooking class.
Sean, are you sponsored by Groupon? Every week now you've been mentioning it.
I just blew my load on Groupon like in 1 week and bought like 9 of them, and now I'm trying to like cash them all in.
Okay.
So I've got a few that I still need to do. Beer cruise and all that kind of business.
What's a beer cruise consist of?
Beer cruise is where you go for 3 hours on East River, hooks all the way around the Hudson, send one of those mast ships, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
it's a different
microbrewery is each time you go. Like we were scheduled for the Brooklyn Lager one.
Okay.
And they just give you all the lines, give you the history of Brooklyn Lager, they you know where these those taste notes come from, all that kind of bullshit. And drink for fucking 3 hours and they dock and you get off.
That's kind of nice if you're into beer like that, man.
And
that's a nice trip.
I'm obviously into beer.
All right, what happened?
Last night we went to a cooking class.
Oh, jeez.
And it was the worst experience of my fucking entire life. Like, I would rather go to the prostate exam again.
How did a cooking class seem like a good idea?
I mean, it was the way that they painted the picture on the Groupon sounded amazing. With the photo, even the photo
was it a
thumbnail.
Picture of a steak. And yeah, people gathered
like,
around it.
No,
happy
it was
smiling.
Like this like pan with like a filet mignon and some fucking peppers and all this shit. Like,
you know what would be awesome about that? If it was just a restaurant where you go and you eat a fucking filet mignon.
Yeah,
what,
true.
What's amazing about, hey, go here and we'll make you make this. Maybe.
It was really cheap. It was really cheap. It was only fucking, I think it was like $8 a person. You get like a 3-course thing. But it was, okay, this will tell you. It's off of the fucking Morgan Avenue stop on the L.
Okay.
So,
for exactly. The people that don't live
Bushwick.
In Brooklyn.
It's like, a bad neighborhood. Yeah, Bushwick. Yeah. So, like, yeah, it's not a good neighborhood at all. So,
it's a budding neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's a real...
Very urban.
Because you could buy Bud on the corner.
No, it was a really... It's like Williamsburg. It's like a really bombed out area. Now hipsters are... Broke yeah. Hipsters are starting to move into it.
Well,
I wouldn't classify Williamsburg as like bombed out, though.
It was.
Like, yeah.
It was a while ago,
yeah.
And it's been yeah. Urban renewal.
Yeah, it's been gentrified.
But there's still definitely a threatening element to that stop. Yeah. But anyway, and we went to the location of this cooking class, and it was literally an old warehouse that was just, you know, like how it used to be by the water here before Noah's fantastic building knocked them all down. And it was just disgusting.
Did you do that, Noah? No, sorry.
What's cooking classes for us now?
But let's talk about the cooking class.
You could have taken one train stop less.
It was in a shitty.
Shitty building. Go inside. Yeah, it was just. But there was like 8 people, and then 2 really energetic guys, like about like cooking.
Uh-huh.
And then like right off the bat, they're like, we got no formal training, but we're gonna. And it's just like, oh my god, we don't know what the fuck we want. Because even it painted the picture in the description that we were gonna be at like some local community college or some shit, you know, doing like a cooking class.
It's like learning annex type of thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be.
So can anyone set up a Groupon and then just collect the money? Basically, they have no cooking training,
this thing
but
is
they
like,
had a...
That's
yeah.
The whole scam of Groupon. Right. They just find these like
down and
any,
out
any business,
shit, yeah.
And then they just write good copy or
but
a good
how
description
do you,
for
but
it.
But this doesn't even sound like it was an actual business. It just sounds like...
Yeah, no, this thing is like Mopac just, or something.
You can,
like that.
You can contact Groupon and say, I want to offer something for my services or whatever.
By the way, Borscht Destroyer asks Sean if you got a Groupon for Jenny's Dungeon.
I think I got like a free lifetime pass.
Yeah.
She should look into doing that.
Right, it's true.
Well,
if Jenny was here,
Sean, similar.
She would say, don't flatter yourself.
I could hear her voice.
Don't flatter yourself.
Like,
can you do it in the
don't
voice?
Don't flatter yourself.
But then she'd be like, really, though, you could come by if you want.
And then she'd be like, Sid, shut up. And then she would like punch you in the face.
No, she would slap me in the arm.
First
she'd
go, ew! That's gross.
Yeah. But I think so all the people that were there were from Groupon. But I don't know if they were utilizing this thing as like a singles meetup because no one knew each other there except for me and her were the only ones that showed up like knowing people. And then so it was all these strangers and they tried to play
like,
oh,
like
know
you
each other games.
You knew each other.
Yeah, me and Vanessa went and like obviously we know each other.
I thought you meant like you brought friends to like,
guys,
yeah.
Let's all go to the cooking class. Yeah. This is going to be so fun. Look at this image, you guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we don't actually know how to cook, but we're going to, like,
oh, and they definitely didn't. They said you need to put in a tablespoon of tomato. I'm like, how do you get a fucking tablespoon of tomato? Really? Like, really? A tablespoon of onion? Like,
I was like,
this
fantastic.
Is...
You put the food in this thingy, the oven.
Yeah. Yes, this thingy right here.
No, and then we're like...
Wait, have you put this one on again?
It was terrible.
No, those are great. Like, what did you make?
We made... And that was even shittier, is that the picture showed this fucking filet mignon and peppers. When we showed up, the sign was, appetizers, anyone? That was the theme, was fucking appetizers. And it was 3 different types of, oh no, 2 different types of nachos and like this kind of taco.
Nachos?
Yeah.
Wow.
These guys coaxed us down in the bag as cooked
first
nachos.
You open the bag.
Yeah. Oh, and we made our own salsa. We made our own salsa 3 times.
Wait,
it was
you didn't even make the
there was
tortillas.
No steak. We cut up the tortillas and then like we put
did
them in
the... Did you fry them?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There was
at
a line. We
that.
Made the chips. We made the chips
okay.
And then we made the salsa. And then we did this like kind of taco thing. And then we made another chips and salsa, like a pineapple one. It was we cut out before the pineapple one because we were like, yeah, we're not. So we made up. We had to go to someone's birthday. And we were just like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
There was a line out the door of middle-aged guys with pot belly. Like, where's the steak? There was a steak on my Groupon.
How much did this Groupon cost?
$8 each.
$8.
Or maybe it was like $20 for two people.
So how much money did these guys make off you?
$20 for two people.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, how much
room?
Could they really have made? Because they still have to rent the room.
And they bought food.
Did they rent the room if it was just some abandoned warehouse?
Yeah.
It was just a loft.
Up.
It was a fucking empty loft.
It was
some
their house.
So they rented it from a squatter.
Yeah, this is
literally, and there was a curtain, like, I don't even know what was behind the curtain.
That was probably where they live.
It was a sheet.
Was Frank out back practicing his drums?
Yeah,
he was just jamming in the back room.
There's human shit on the sidewalk in front.
Oh, but was it taking off into a garbage can?
It was terrible. And they had like these little hibachi kind of bullshit kind of grills for each person to put their like fucking frying pan on to do this stuff. They didn't have enough frying things. Like me and Vanessa to share one, but they still only gave us enough food for a one person. Do you know, like, are you kidding? Like we only cooked one portion of fucking nachos. We got two people. Like, you
paid $20 and didn't even get the fucking full nachos.
You just went to Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. I should have done anything.
Yeah.
I should have just fucking
stayed
checked
in one
my
place,
own prostate
yeah.
at home, man. Like,
pick your lint out of your belly button.
Fucking, it was the.
Well, you could have just brought your own sandwich.
Yeah, I know. It was funny because we got on the train at like 49th Street when we both met each other after work, and we got to about 34th, and I think it just hit us like, should we just get off and call like that one of us is sick and not go, because neither of us wanted to do this.
Why would you need to call?
You have to call to like your reservation thing.
Because they'd be waiting in charge.
Just keep your money.
And then they would lose $8.
They'd lose $20.
You should have started shit. You should have, once you realized it was bullshit, you should have just like started back talking.
Yeah.
And
should have thrown chairs around,
yeah.
taken the knife and threatened to stab someone.
Excuse me, before I open this bag of nachos, is there any danger if I open too hard, will one of the nachos possibly fly out of the bag?
I don't want to injure anyone. No, but it was even, I think the people that were running were even like illiterate too. Like it was just, they hand around these cards like the questions, like to get to know you questions, to talk to the other people in the thing. And like
time
for me and Vanessa kind of just like talk to each other.
You gotta participate.
It's bad. And one of the questions on there is, what do you like better, shoes or sneakers? And I was like,
what?
That don't those really kind of fall in the same category there? Isn't one really? Yeah.
That answer tells them what sort of cooking style you prefer.
Yes, they have to tailor their curriculum to you. Whether
no,
you're like
even, they wouldn't even know your answer. You're supposed to go up to a stranger in the room and go, hey, do you like shoes or sneakers, man?
Oh, my God.
So then you have something to talk about.
You were forced to socialize with the people?
Forced to socialize.
It's an acting class.
This was not on the description at all, I bet.
Exactly, no, not at all. I saw filet mignon, I saw peppers, and I saw what sounded like we would be in a nice little classroom at some fucking SUNY college.
You should have started chanting, we want filet mignon, and gotten everybody in on it.
Not a fourth floor fucking walk-up loft in an abandoned warehouse somewhere in off the Morgantown.
This sounds like the movie Hostel 3.
Yeah. I thought we were working this. I was like, we're going up the steps, and there's like, it's just all ricky with like graffiti and shit.
Centipede.
And then there's like one random sign on one door, and it's like, Bikram Yoga.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, very cool.
That's their other Groupon. That's their Wednesday Groupon.
Sean, there's a piece of paper taped on the wall.
Sean, you're really just upset that you didn't get raped.
Yeah, I was actually looking forward to the rape. Once I got that far, I was like, well, at least maybe we can get raped out of this.
Sean, when was the last time you were raped?
Last night for this fucking cooking class, man.
Did Vanessa take out her aggression on you? She was pissed off that you got
that Groupon.
She
gave me the greased gooseneck fist just straight in.
Okay.
Delicious. I think I had that for dinner.
I learned that in my Groupon class, how to cook that.
Ask Jeeves actually taught me that sexual move. Back in the day, back in college, I looked up on Ask Jeeves, how do you fist abroad, and it told me the greased goose head go in.
Well, it's weird. When I typed that in there, I typed in how do you fist abroad, it just replied, why don't you ask your mom? I was like, Jesus Christ.
Even
man,
search
on.
Engines insulted.
Give me shit, Google. I just want a straight answer here.
We should have used Lycos, really.
Lycos is a good, honest search engine.
Okay,
friendly,
boy.
Friendly.
All right, we have a caller. Yeah. Let's get him on the air. 480, you are on the air. So, where are you from?
Hey, guys. It's Alex Venom.
Hello, Alex Venom. How are things?
Pretty shit, because I thought, oh, yeah, I hate my job and shit. But anyways, have you guys heard that new, it's leaked now, but the Super Beast cover from Suicide Silence?
The what cover?
the Super Beast cover, the Rob Zombie Super Beast cover from Suicide Silence?
They talked about one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I haven't heard it yet. How is it? Have you heard it?
They could have done better. I mean, you can tell it's them, but it's like, you know, just, they didn't really kind of like do as many solos as you or anything, you know, of their style into it besides just sounding like themselves, but not, I don't know how to explain, like, they
do
sound like themselves, but
I'm
wait, what are you pulling on, Rob?
Pulling it up, God.
Oh, no.
I'm Sean's pants.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why I wanted to sit across from me so he can put his foot in my lap.
Yeah.
Nice that they sampled Shlomo in this song. Did he get any royalties?
I like that crazy, like, going in and out, back and forth.
Yeah. That's my personal style.
Tool used to do that. I really like how
Rob mixes this. Start already.
Is this Coal Chamber?
It sounds nothing like Rob Zombie.
Yeah,
I can't, like, take their music... Well, I mean, I never really took their music seriously, but, like, as, like, this ominous, evil-sounding band, because I just remember, like, the dude sitting here, and, I mean, all right, he was covered in tattoos, but he looked like such a nice little, like, suburban boy.
Yeah.
He sounded like one. He was so, like, soft-spoken and stuff that I can't, like...
His daughter calling.
Yeah.
Hey,
he was, like, so emotional about his family and stuff that I can't, like, take this serious.
True.
This is where he
How dare you be an actual human being?
This is where he focuses all his anger.
Rob Zombie covers?
Yeah.
Me too. You should hear him take on Dracula.
I was just thinking that in my head. It's the exact same beat. I'm just,
every Rob Zombie beat is the same beat.
You watch them live,
and that was just it.
Why would you do that?
Well, there you have it.
That's what happens when you're a mayhem fest.
No, but really, yeah, hearing that beat, all I could hear. That is, that's right. It is just Al Jorgensen, whoever said that.
Yeah.
Borscht Destroyer.
And I got one more question.
Oh, my God. What is it?
All right. I hate my fucking job. Like, what is the worst job any of you guys ever worked?
Well, I think they hate his dog.
I did, too.
Do you hate your dog?
What's the worst dog?
I hate
my fucking dog, man.
I fucking hate it.
Well,
like, it wasn't for, like,
killed my dog.
What do you do for a living?
Right now, just because I'm waiting to buy. I'm only getting this job just to finish up my classes and buy a new fucking PA system.
You tell us
and
what
then,
Sam Ash.
Yeah, so I'm just like waiting for. I'm just waiting for all that shit to get done so I can fucking quit this job and.
What job is it?
A courtesy clerk. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that.
What is it? Where do you
is
work?
Is that like a happy ending? What is that?
I get cards. I'm basically like a fucking like a bad boy with a bunch of other stupid responsibilities I don't want to fucking do.
But what store? Like what kind of establishment?
It's a marketplace. But it's not like Walmart, but. I don't care. It's a grocery store, whatever.
I heard
it's a piece of shit. I fucking hate it.
She's at work now.
Yeah.
Get to work, you prick! Tell him it's like a farmer's market. You're on the phone with the metal what?
What aisle are the pickles in?
Exactly. Oh, my fucking God. I get those questions all the fucking time. And it's ridiculous.
Specifically. And this is paper!
Exactly. Oh, fuck it. Oh, my God. You guys are fucking making me have flashbacks, fuckers.
Well, I used to work at a grocery store.
I
was once a courtesy clerk.
I remember.
It's a good time.
There was nothing courteous about
before
you.
Before my web development.
Is that what you called it?
No.
Yeah.
I was just. I worked at
the grocery.
Yeah.
You were a leveler.
I've had like three
cashier.
Terrible retail jobs. I worked at a local supermarket, a Stop and Shop, which was actually the best shitty job
but
because it was union and like you got pay and a half on Sundays and like all these holidays, you would get paid 4 hours no matter
right.
if you worked or not. So it was actually really cool, but the worst customers, dumbest customer I've ever had was like, I was working at the register and he goes up to me and he's like, could I have a stamp, or stamps or something? I don't know. And I gave him a book of stamps. And then he looks at his receipt and he's like, no, I just wanted one stamp. And I'm like, we don't sell just one. And he's like, all right, well, just give me my money back. I'm like, sir, I'm sorry. I have no way of like returning your money. You have to go to the customer service line. You mean I have to go there and wait? Like, he totally blows. Waste my time because you made a mistake. Give me my money right now.
Did he give you a neck roll like that?
Total neck roll. And I'm just like, look, sir. If I could give you the money back, I totally would, but I there's no way to let me speak to your manager. I'm like, sir, you realize you're just wasting more of your precious time right now by having me call the manager who will literally tell you the exact same. Let me just talk to him, all right?
You should have just told him that the manager was by the customer service desk.
The customer service person is the manager.
Yeah, well, he probably said, like, call over the manager or something like that. So anyway, that happened.
You should have said you were the manager.
It was just so stupid. And they were... Yeah. Oh, but then there was this, you know, like there's like a card for the supermarket to get all the savings. And after a while, I just didn't even bother asking them for their card. I just put in the store card.
Yeah, that's what pretty much all of them do.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, all right, if they give me the card, I will gladly do it. But I'm not going to like, what's the point? And then this like 70-year-old woman who worked behind me at another register was like, you can't do that. You can't just put in the card. They have to sign. I'm like, what's the difference? They're going to get the savings. They're going to get the coupons in the mail. They're missing out on it. I'm like, well, if they really want those, you can. It's against protocol.
Was that the really sad, tiny little old woman that used to work there?
Which
I remember
one?
At the Stop and Shop,
she
there was
tiny,
one woman that looked like she'd just given up on life 20 years
was
ago.
Was she overweight?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like she's very worn down.
Kind of like how
no,
we all look.
White woman.
Everyone that
she
works
skinny.
There is like a miscreant, though. They're
yeah.
all like misfits.
Well, there was also like the guy that did deliveries was a black dude that wore cowboy boots and spurs and a
really?
Cowboy hat.
That guy was amazing.
What the hell
that's
was that
kinda awesome.
Deal?
That's kind of awesome. That's kind of awesome.
Nobody knew what his deal was.
He's just living life, man.
Yeah.
He's just eating it up.
It was really the most. It was just like, I understand your pain, is all I'm saying, Alex Venom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is. God.
So you said you worked for these types of jobs. People just not tell you that there are other jobs out there? Or, like, what happened?
Well, that's the only type of job you can get when you're, like, 18 or whatever.
I don't know.
What else would there be?
What were you doing at 18?
Yeah.
Well, my first job,
when
I was 16.
He owned
IBM. Yeah. No, I wasn't an assistant.
Oh, yeah,
I
was, like, 16, 17, something like
16,
that.
16, I started working. It was a summer job, and it was an assistant to the head chef at the golf club in the area.
How'd you get that? How'd you get hooked up?
How
with
much
that?
Did
sell out?
My sister used to fucking work
see,
there.
See, it's all about who you know.
No, but she's like, you should go work there because I like cooking shit.
I didn't know anyone.
AKA
at a golf
last
club.
Night.
No, yeah. I would do like I would always have.
If
Rob's sort
sister
of,
hooked him up with a job, it would be at the.
Well,
comic
no, I wasn't hooked up with the job. I just knew of it because she worked there. But
didn't you
no
say
reaction,
you,
Rob?
You worked in a warehouse with Mexicans.
That was the worst job I ever had. Yeah, we weren't talking about that. That was my college job, like the summer
did
between.
Did they say the N-word a lot?
The old white people did, but not the Mexicans.
I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to say it.
Mexicans are not allowed? Or not the old white people?
Mexicans don't really.
Old white people invented it.
There's no, you know, when we went to Los Angeles, there's a ton of Mexicans there that speak English, which there aren't any here.
Yeah.
Like Mexican people in New York City are all.
Mexican people in New York City just got here.
Always, yeah.
Mexican
like
people
in
L.A., they've been living there for a while.
It's the weirdest thing. So, like, when you hear a Mexican in L.A. speaking English, it's like. It really threw me off.
You think it's just George Lopez and Paul Rodriguez,
yeah.
But there are others.
And they're like normal height, too. Over in New York, they're like, the tallest one is like 5'5".
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. They're like Incans. They're like they're like actual Indians.
Yeah, they're more fresh from Mexico. They haven't been.
So they don't really say the
nutrients.
They don't really say the N-word because they don't say any words in English, you know?
Right.
Well, what's the Mexican version of the N-word?
Like negro. Oh, but there's not really – oh, moreno, I guess, would be the bad one.
Okay.
Call someone a moreno, that's like
– isn't that the singer of Deftones'
yeah,
last name?
So Chino is a slur?
Moreno really means black-skinned. It's like literally not a slur, but they use it as a slur.
Okay.
I see.
Who's they?
what do you mean, they?
Mexicans would say –
Hey. Oh, Sean, I made you laugh?
Yeah.
So my jokes weren't funny.
Well, I said you got one. I get one all night. And here
you
go.
You used it up too early in the show. This is only 8:29.
All right, I'll save them.
Yeah, well, you got to wait till 2 weeks now. To your next one, funny joke.
Noah's not talking the rest of the show.
No. I'm just kidding. You can tell funny jokes sometime.
By the way, Suicide Silence also dropped another single. I don't know if you heard it.
Is it that on Cold G?
It's just a teaser. All right, we'll play the rest of that later on. But that's
an exclusive Metal Injection B-side from Suicide Silence.
They're going in a different direction on the next album. It's all about vagina.
Yeah.
Who knew that? I didn't even know he was handicapped, honestly.
Well, he's not.
Oh, it's like a concept album?
The whole album is just different body parts of his that are not handicapped.
Right. My legs ain't handicapped.
He's just like rubbing it in the face of
handicapped. I play soccer and run around. My legs ain't handicapped.
That'd be weird.
Look at all these things I can do because I'm not handicapped.
My arms aren't handicapped. I can open a jar of stuff. My arms aren't handicapped. I can throw a baseball.
You should do that. You should make like a YouTube series just responding to that girl with like none of me is handicapped. So
my eyes ain't handicapped.
This whole channel
I can look
be,
at porn. My eyes ain't handicapped.
It'll be re vagina ain't handicapped. This whole channel.
Dude, you would get on some TV show.
And then he'll have a ballad, and it'll be my heart ain't handicapped. I can love just like anyone. My heart,
I can love your non-handicapped vagina.
My penis ain't handicapped.
My eyes ain't handicapped. That's why I won't fuck you.
That's
and you're unhandicapped.
We
vagina.
All know that you would once. Don't lie.
That handicapped girl? No.
Yeah, she couldn't run away. Are you kidding me?
She looks like she's really young.
Mm-hmm. No, she doesn't.
She's not going to fight you either. You want to pull those air tubes out?
Oh, boy.
Imagine what she sounds like when she moans.
She probably moans when you're not even fucking her.
That's
in
hot.
General.
That's hot.
Christ. Life makes her moan.
That's hot.
Oh, yeah. Sean.
I'm just saying. Hey,
three.
Wouldn't toss it once. Come on.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that inspiration, Alex Adam. We're going to have to go there. Our number is 646-929-1357. One thing I wanted to talk about was...
You.
No, you're doing
yeah.
So now 3 weeks, right?
Just one word at a time. The jokes can only be one word. That's
fuck you, Noah. But no, last week I was invited by some of my friends.
Too far.
Thank
Too
you.
Too far.
Thank you, audio sample of my voice. I agree with you completely. But I was invited to this housewarming party of a few friends of mine. And it ended up being a... celebrity murder mystery party.
Oh, no.
Oh
yeah.
Worse than my cooking glass.
So what was the mystery? Who killed Casey Anthony's baby?
No. It was not that creative at all.
Can I just say that Rob told me about this in IM, and this made my day. This was the most fun thing I've ever heard.
I hope it was
life.
You. Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. Spoiler alert for the end of the story. I didn't do it, but it doesn't really matter. Okay, so these friends of mine.
I love
these guys.
Have been on the show before.
Oh, yeah. Barry was there, too,
yeah.
Who's been on the show. And he and I were, like, totally just, like...
Mocking it
the whole way because, okay, so this whole concept is just ridiculous. I don't understand why. So it's basically, like, you all show up as, like, a character that you're given.
1 second, Rob.
Sure.
Shankletown says, house party, circle jerk. What's the difference?
Nothing.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Circle jerk would have been more fun. That
yeah, exactly. Good call, Darren. but yeah, so you're each assigned a character by the host of the party.
Did you get a monocle?
No. Well, you had to bring your own costume.
Did you bring your own monocle?
So did you know in advance before you came to the party?
Yes. Well, here's okay.
And you still
so
showed up?
The thing is called a what? I don't know.
What were you?
I really don't know.
Were
well,
you like a sexy construction worker?
Thing was called the celebrity murder mystery thing. So basically, you just download this game off this website, and I just pulled it up, and turns out I can't believe that they paid $36 for this game. This is ridiculous. It's just like a set of PDFs. And here's the thing: it's a celebrity thing, but since you know, like this is sold online, they didn't use any real names for the characters, so they're all just really bad likeness names,
like Dustin Beaver.
Yes, just like that.
Let's read some actual names from the celebrity game.
John Volta. Try to figure that one out. Who could that be?
I don't know who.
John Travolta, you guys.
Who's that?
He's an actor. And then okay, so the movie premiere is for a movie called Murder. Oh, I'm sorry. The Pirates of the Pacific.
Oh.
Pirates of the Pacific is the movie premiere where this party is happening. So the lead character in the movie is Captain Jack, played by Donnie Jepp. Donnie Jepp, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Borscht Destroyer in the chat said your name was Pab Rasbani.
I'm surprised I'm not in this game. You're right. No.
You're famous enough, man.
You're right. I totally.
You're like L-list celebrity. Get on the
Pab Rasbani. That's great. So then there's Elizabeth Flamingo. I don't even get that reference. Whitney Shears. Try to figure that one out. Then this is the worst one, and I really didn't understand. FedEx, like K-Fed, Kevin Federline. So FedEx is what they come up with.
When was this game written?
Obviously those two are married.
I thought that was Meryl Streep.
I'm sorry. When I said the last one was the worst one, this is definitely the worst one. First there's Tamela Panderson.
Oh.
And then her husband, Tommy P.
Oh, because he has a penis.
P-E-A. Tommy P. To avoid any confusion in lawsuits. Then there was Uma Verman.
Oh, she seems nasty.
This one is a little harsh. Kurt No Brain.
Oh. What? Well, technically.
Oh, blew
it out. Yeah, right. True. That fits.
And then there was Polly Darton. And my character was Blue Befner.
What?
Which is Hugh Hefner.
Oh, gotcha.
And,
so did you wear the Hugh Hefner robe to the
my,
blue, sorry, the blue
my
Lefner
game,
robe?
My game, my magazine was Game Girl.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Here's a Blue is an elderly gent enjoying his life in his mansion full of Game Girl foxes.
Okay.
So this game is honest, like the dumbest thing. So you're handed like this sheet of paper with your character, and then like your role for the first act. So you have to interact with other people.
Forced interaction.
Yeah, and it was just
you're doing the same thing.
And
is there nudity involved?
Except
I didn't have costumes.
Except everyone there was not entertaining, as opposed to just a select few like here. Like no one there was funny at all. Or
did you do what it said on the sheet?
Well, that was no. To advance the story, everyone's. But like, I totally.
Who cares about advancing the story? She told me.
I was totally shitting on it the whole time. I barely dressed. I wore my shirt, my tuxedo shirt.
Oh, come on.
Did anyone
that guy? You were that guy.
I'm not going to buy a fucking smoking jacket for a housewarming party.
You should have worn it.
You spent $36 on this game. Yeah.
Okay, you'll buy that silver jacket, but you won't buy a nice smoking jacket.
I actually brought the silver jacket, so I double dipped with the jacket. And yes, because that was actually going to be seen by people, as opposed to this, which was just the dumbest one-time thing
ever.
Did you
at least not wear pants with that jacket?
Of course. Okay,
it doesn't matter what he wore, because it would end up on the floor anyway.
Exactly. Well, but the worst thing.
Sorry, what do you mean exactly?
The
so
worst thing is in the storyline, Whitney, I'm supposed to convince Whitney Shears that she should drop FedEx and then pose for Game Girl magazine.
Right.
And the girl playing Whitney Shears is like the least attractive person in the world.
I can vouch for this.
Who is
this? Giant
can't
landmark.
Say in the air. You don't know her, I don't think.
No. Give us
you
her
know,
fake
does
name.
You know her?
Make up a fake funny name.
Whitney Shears.
Yeah. And it's this girl that, like, I don't know, always, like, grossly flirts with me and stuff. So this was, like, her excuse.
But does she look like Jawa?
I'll show you her on Facebook.
And so she was, like, really into it. Oh, and the thing is, like, her and her boyfriend, played FedEx. And, like, their storyline was that they were supposed to argue the whole night about their kids and stuff. So they would be yelling at the top of their lungs at each other, like, all night. And it's like, all right, guys, seriously, like, can you stop? Like, let's stop being
when Rob's telling somebody to stop yelling.
Yeah.
When I was telling Gary the story, I was like, there was one point where I really blew up at her, and I told her, like, all right, seriously, stop. And I was like, when I have to tell someone to stop being loud, I said the exact same thing. But that's how terrible it was. It was unbearable, and there were all these dumb games.
Now she's a racist, too. That's the other thing. Can I tell that?
Yeah.
Wait, she's a fat racist?
Listen, so they were
plenty of those, Sean, breaking news.
They were in a bar somewhere for somebody's birthday. I'm blanking on a couple of the details. Can you just tell what happened?
Okay. Basically, this bar had board games in it.
Right, okay.
Board games. They were board games. and her boyfriend were playing Guess Who, which if you've never played, there's basically you flip over these cards or these pieces, whatever they are.
Like
you have to describe. You have to try to narrow down descriptions of the face.
You ask questions.
You ask questions like, you know, does he have blonde hair? And then if it doesn't, you know, you knock down all the blonde faces in your thing. So, like, at one point, she's like, is your guy a nigger?
Oh,
and, like, so loud in this bar.
Everyone.
Oh, this is in a bar?
This was in a bar. Oh, and she was like, why? It's an honest question. We're all friends here.
No. You told me. She said, we're all white people here.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, we weren't all white people there. There was a black guy in our group.
Oh,
Jesus. It was terrible.
But he's white.
He's white. It doesn't. She is the most insensitive person I have.
Can we have her on the show?
I feel like I should marry her.
Her appearance fits her personality completely.
Cue her up on Facebook or something.
Oh, somebody is asking if the house party was at a bar. No, this is a different story to give you more character.
How could a house party be at a bar?
Well, they missed the part where we mentioned that.
The word house was in the beginning of that sentence.
Yeah, well, the house party is the celebrity murder mystery.
You pretty much live at a bar.
And, so the other things that happen at this murder mystery, I guess this is a way, kind of like your cooking thing, for people to socialize.
Sure.
Because in between acts, there were like these dumb gay.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do in between each.
Gay games.
Gay game.
I'm burping up.
Gay shot put.
So some of them include ice-breaking movie trivia questions.
Oh, give us some.
What actor am I? That was my belch. Sorry.
That was awesome.
The what actor am I is basically you get an actor taped on the back of your.
Back.
On your back?
On the back of your back.
On
the back of your body.
Yeah, no. On the back of your body. Thank you, Sid. And then you go around and you ask people yes or no questions and you try to discern what your actor's name or your character's name is. It wasn't even an actor.
Am I FedEx? That's in the
yeah.
And No. It's totally separate from the game.
Okay.
So you would be like Luke Skywalker
Blah,
blah, blah. And this was the dumbest game ever because all of the characters were from movies in like the 70s.
Yeah.
We were just like, nobody got it. Yeah. Like, I guess there was one that was Kevin McAllister from Home Alone, but like all the other ones were like 70s. It was just so stupid.
You are the girl from I Spit on Your Grave.
It was, I don't even remember what dumb actor I was.
And Ryan O'Neill from Love Story?
I was just thinking.
Were you really?
I thought it was too obscure to say.
That's really creeping me out, man.
What's with that?
What are you jealous? Regular
and shit?
Rick Butler.
So then this other thing is you have to act out a scene. What? It was so dumb.
Did you do it?
Yeah. Well, like you get put into groups of like three or four, and you have a scene. And again, this is totally separate from the murder mystery.
Okay. Is the mystery still going on? You had to pause the mystery.
There's three acts to the murder mystery, and in between, there are all these fun games.
Oh, Jesus.
And
too confusing.
You know, but this is okay. So you're just given a premise, and you have to make a scene out of it. So the premise that we were given is, pretty much.
You're a trained professional.
Exactly.
So you should have been in charge of this
certificate,
whole thing.
Right?
Well, it was at this point, I pretty much checked out. So I'm like, I'm going to barely suggest anything because I'm not going to put any effort into this because these people are retarded.
Did you say 9/11?
Yes, all the time. The whole time.
Good.
So the scene was that one of the people is a sausage salesman. And he's selling to like an Asian mother and her son.
His name was Wenzel Dashington.
So Like the dumb scenario that we came up with was that I would be the sausage salesman, of course. And I would be making these, you know, penis references with my pitch, and the person at the door, the father, would be like, would be constantly turning me down. And I'd be like, well, why do you want the sausage? And then he would be like, well, I'm not gay, but I don't know about this guy. And it would be his son playing with like a pink Corvette, which is okay, the dumbest premise, but follow me here.
That's
because,
really mean to the.
Because, well, oh. Here's the thing. They kept adding dumb things to this, and that second half of it, my contribution was the sausage salesman.
Oh,
with the penile references, sure. Which I was like, all right,
everyone
that's all right.
That. Come on.
That's all right. Yeah. And then their contribution was like, oh, and then we'll add this, and then, all right. And then, oh, we should bring another actor, another character in, and they'll do that. And then, like, and then it's just.
How long did it take you
Hold on,
until
right.
you left this party? How long were you there?
I stayed the whole time because I am a good friend to these people.
Because I think Noah wants to leave this story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's,
this
okay,
is worse
let,
than my ammunition
let
story.
Let me get to the pitch. Let me get to the punchline, I mean.
Okay.
So here we go. It's our time to do the scene. And it's been changed to I knock on the door and the son answers it. So because the son was like, I need more to do here. And then
I hope this ends with you guys made out.
So I knock on the door. I'm like, hey, I'm a sausage salesman. Is your dad home? And then he's like, hold on, let me get him. And I'm like, sir, would you like to buy some sausage? And then he goes, sure. And then it's like, wait a minute.
Well, isn't that the first rule of improv? You always say yes.
It wasn't improv. They made up a
scene. Yeah, you're supposed to make up a scene. The whole thing was that he was saying no the whole time. And
he had one thing to do.
He couldn't even give me one no. It just immediately. So at that point, I'm like, there you go. Thank you.
Right,
everyone.
Right, right.
I literally went and seen. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Thank you. I just want to say one footnote to that story. The guy who did that and fucked up the scene is the brother of the fat racist
guy. Yeah, it all comes together.
And they all
two ignorant idiots.
They all look. They both look exactly alike with the same horse face.
Nice.
So it was pretty much the worst thing. I'm never going to fall into one of those guilt traps again. That's why I was guilted into it by my friends.
How? What did they say? What did they do?
Rob, you want to come to our house party?
Yeah. Fine. I don't know. How do you look at
weed.
That and like think that's
no,
a good
there's
idea?
There's no weed smoking at this party, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I was the only one smoking.
Well, yeah, no.
These are like squares at this
total
party.
Square.
Oh, really? I couldn't tell from the story.
You couldn't tell from the murder mystery?
Shut up, Sean.
How do you, but like, even if you're square, okay, even if you're like the squarest person, how do you look at that mystery thing and say, I got to buy this at my next party. We're going to do this. This is going to be so much fun.
It's a different breed
this
of human.
This is the second time they've done
shit,
this.
Man.
I don't know.
But
man, that's...
there was just so much wrong with it. And like the girl that threw the party was so into it too.
She does
like,
a lot of stuff like that.
She's like, come on.
Does she like role-playing games?
Focus your energy where it could be useful, not to
But aren't
stuff
aren't
like
these
this.
People basically people that are desperate for any escape from their day-to-day home life?
Sort of, yeah.
So
aren't we all though?
Not enough to
yeah,
go to do a mystery party.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Mm, yeah. Ultimately, I should have went to Soundgarden that night.
Didn't all of them like get married when they were 22
know.
Or whatever?
Pretty
like,
much, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
they all settled down super early.
They're all Brooklyn lifers, you know.
Yep. Exactly.
Speaking of Brooklyn lifers, Noah picked a playlist for
I
our
did.
Break.
Is that what we're doing
week.
Now?
You're fucking awesome.
I tried
to keep a variety.
No,
okay?
I
it's not just going to be power metal.
Well, I'm
so
excited.
What do you mean?
There's no Falconer even.
Really?
Wow. By the way, we premiered a Falconer video earlier this week. On
I
metal
did, and I didn't like that it was in English.
Why?
What the hell? Because the whole album is in Swedish.
So they sold out and made a single for the U.S.
But Mountain Man's in English.
Yeah, but Mountain Man is off a different
English record.
That's their other
different album.
Single that they made.
It was a deep cut.
Sometimes they sing in Swedish and English, but this their last album that just came out, it's all in Swedish.
Do they ever go back and forth in the same song like Rammstein?
Do they ever?
I actually think
Maybe.
You're wrong because they have another single that's in English too.
Hmm. Oh yeah, that's when they collaborated with Metallica.
Yeah, and Ja Rule.
Louder!
It's all five.
We got Falconer.
Okay.
Yes. Swiss beef.
Falcon is grinding.
Mountain man, yo.
Dr. Dreidel.
We're going to do this right now.
Just when you thought it was fucking up,
now you got Ja Rule fucking up the song, cause you just wanted to hear Falconer.
You sound just like him.
Yeah!
That was that. All right.
Good. So what do we have coming up in the break, Noah? Let us do this.
Just the opening that they played over and over again.
I'm still kind of debating the order, but we're going to start with Inevitable End from Sweden.
Shouldn't we finish with Inevitable End?
Nope, we're going to start with it.
Just blowing minds.
And they're
right.
They're on Relapse Records, and they just released The Oculus. This
awesome.
Is off that album.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
The song is a minute and 51 seconds.
I'm actually not being sarcastic. I'm excited.
I'm excited to take my headphones off.
Yeah,
me too.
Oh, said I got beef jerky if you want to.
Ooh.
Yeah, we can eat that and while this is playing.
Nice.
Jerky. No,
we
actually,
do what real mountain men do.
I joke around. I really like Noah's. I think I
really
have
like beef jerky.
The person whose taste is closest to mine in this show is Noah, I would say.
I'm definitely the farthest.
All kidding aside, though, beef jerky is good.
You can have some.
I got a giant bag of
teriyaki.
All
kidding aside, can we all agree about
seriously,
the beef jerky?
Down with
teriyaki.
For a second, let's just.
Can we all agree about the beef jerky?
Yeah.
I think it's like a good episode title, potentially.
Like Dr. Dreidel.
Let's get to the music. Hype it up for us, Noah. Give us your Casey Kasem voice.
That's it. I did it already. We're going to start with Inevitable End.
That's your Casey Kasem voice?
I don't do Casey Kasem voices.
Do like a Ryan Seacrest.
You've done the Seabrook. That you hear.
Do like a Metal Sonaz. Do like a Metal
Sonaz. Yeah, you want to break into
me
that.
Me stupid.
Oh, that's all right.
Play song.
That's not nice.
All right, how about this? Do Metal Sinaz's job, but do it better than her.
Yeah,
okay?
You can't make fun of a girl.
I think
she's
doing that, yeah.
That's not nice.
I did it. I said we're going to start with Inevitable End. They're on Relapse Records.
All right.
And we're going to start with the song Zen.
And how long is that song, Noah?
Okay.
I'm
let's,
your program
let's,
director.
Let's find out.
Oh.
If I can just...
I'm trying to test you a little.
There we go.
What label is it on?
Yeah.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet, if it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Yeah!
Chucky Boy Blandington. We're about to come back from the music break. But you can't hear me, because you put the show on mute when you found out Noah made the playlist. Hey Noah, yeah. That hot ass doesn't make up for your crappy power metal. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
I hate you!
Oh my god, wow.
What do you mean me? That was not Chuck.
Chuck Blandington was such a timely...
So harsh! And I tried to be considerate of the listeners.
I like your music. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't
about.
Even play Elven King.
Yeah.
And I wanted to.
And I
spared you from Dark Moor.
What's so bad about Dark Moor?
What did we listen to during the music break, Noah? Give us a rundown.
Okay, we started with Inevitable End.
Yeah, we
if you remember. Then we went to Falconer and played more Falconer. And
no,
then went
seriously.
Into Elven King. Okay, I played, and then we heard Jolly, and then after that was Emperor. And then,
Ja Rule.
And then Ed Guy with Ja Rule.
It's not Ed Gee.
It's Ed Gein.
Yeah.
And Vagina Ed Handicap.
That is another
it's
band.
E-D-G-U-Y.
No, I know.
Not
I'm just
A.
but they're from Europe, so I assume they...
Sometimes
they pronounce it softly.
G-U-Y.
I call him Ed Guy.
Ed Gee.
Like the
I've
guy,
been,
like
I've been
kid
calling him Ed
Duck.
Guy since like high school.
Is it
so.
Really Ed Gee or
no,
are you
it's Ed Guy.
You had me going there.
Thank you. That's because I am an actor.
And
unlike those
scene.
Other people at that party.
And scene. And then...
Not like Lortney Cove.
And then I played Burst, and then Faith No More, and we wrapped it all up with Immortal.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, your headphones weren't even on the whole time.
I was
that's
so
why
loud.
I love that first song.
It was so loud.
We have a caller.
Excellent.
I can't see the area code.
631.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, this is Garrett. I drew that comic with Rob last week.
Hey, we were just like, hey, why hasn't this guy called in?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was just calling to thank you guys for all the hits I got. That was pretty awesome.
Would you like to explain what he's talking about? Or
this kid, Garrett. Garrett, what's your Weinstein? Are you Jewish?
A little.
Of course.
Are you single?
Okay, 3-1 area.
How old are you?
Smelling on him over the phone. Yeah.
Where are you barking, bud?
What? Of course.
Who is your local rabbi? Rebbe, as we would say.
I don't even know.
Sliced in half by an older Orthodox man earlier today.
We'll get to that in a minute. But no, Garrett has a Tumblr blog of his comic, Peanut Butter on the Brain, and in one of them he drew a comic about meeting me at a show.
And you look exactly like
yes.
him.
Yes.
And yes.
So good.
I just want to let you know, you totally made my day. And
yeah, I'm glad you found it sexy. I was going for sexy.
You nailed it. You nailed it, buddy. Especially that last frame. But the other thing is that I posted it on my Facebook, naturally, because I promote myself any way possible.
Uh-huh. Of course.
And so many people like that I run into later after posting it because, again, I'm very social. I see people all the time, and they follow me.
You love
and
the attention.
By every move.
They ask to take pictures
they,
of you.
Yes. Well, they were like, Rob, that comic was so great. He totally captured you. Blah, blah, blah. Come here and let me blow you. So,
what?
You know, thanks for
that's
the blow.
That's awesome.
No, but I want to
like
know,
friend,
did you, have you, like, why did you decide to draw about this? Is this based on an actual experience?
Oh, it's not based on an actual experience, but whenever I go to talk to people that I see at concerts, I always just feel really awkward about it. And I listen to Livecast every time I draw the comic, so just kind of add it up at one point.
We are your muse.
I
of
see.
Of course.
Of course.
That's hilarious. So where are you from?
Of course. Long Island.
Oh, excellent.
Oh.
No, like where? Like
yeah.
What's your...
Oh.
Only for the summer, though, and then I get to get out of here.
Where are you going?
I go to college at Ithaca.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so what's your what? So
is Ithaca is that the one where Greg Graffin is a professor from Bad Religion?
I have not heard about that. Rob, why would you hate Ithaca though? They're like the number one pot school.
I thought that was Stony Anta.
I thought that was just college,
Stony Brook.
No, we got that in High Times. It was weird.
Nice,
good for you.
Guy came to talk at our school and everything.
So is this like something you do for fun, or are you going to school for this? Are you going to be a professional, this guy?
Well, I kind of wanted to go into web design, and I figured I really like art, so wanted to do a comic too. I figured that if I go into web design, I can do both on the side. Maybe one will become, you know, the other, the career.
Sean wanted to know, did you ever take any English classes?
Because no, I'm awful. I'm absolutely awful.
The first thing he said, him and Sid both, the first thing they said when I showed him this comic, and I was like, look, I can't believe some guy drew me.
I said, this is sick, but...
Okay, you're right. The first thing Sid said was, he totally messed up your and your. Like, you got yours.
Oh, shit. Did I do that? Man, yeah. I do that all the time.
Very, very, very
happy. That's because he's always high when he does this.
Is this true?
I believe it says.
Oh, nice.
Also, do you look like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo? Because that was the other comment I was getting.
A little bit. I actually get that all the time about the character, and you know, I do kind of look like him. It's not totally wrong.
Excellent. And the other thing that Sean wanted to know is, can you make another comic, except this time totally about him?
I'm totally on him?
What did I... Yeah, now you got to do it.
I listen to the live cast all the time, so you guys are bound to come up a lot. I can just send them over every time I do one.
Yeah, that would
yes,
be awesome.
That's what we want.
We would love a bi-weekly comic that Rob can put into the blog on the website.
Yes.
I would love to do that.
Tons of press.
Yeah, like how much has your site blown up since we left you?
Well,
right?
I actually looked up, before I started doing the comic, I looked into it, and there isn't any other webcomic about, like, metalheads, so...
No, the only
breaking ground, too.
That I can think of is the one in Decibel. I don't know if you see that one. It's actually pretty good.
What about the baby sewer?
Oh, I've never seen that.
This?
Hmm?
No, never mind.
The guy who does the Decibel one has a graphic novel, too, Black Metal or something. Like
yeah.
That.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. Totally should. You might want to subscribe to Decibel. Just saying.
Who reads magazines anymore?
Well, no, it's the best extreme music magazine
it's
out there.
Yeah, it's really good.
No.
For Decibel.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude.
Vinnie Paul.
Vinnie Paul totally gives us a thumbs up, too.
So does
yes.
Do you want to give your website a little plug? How can people check your comics out?
It's pbotb.com. I update Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
There you go.
More often than we do.
I'm just visiting it now, and your follow-up comic is about how you're on the front page of Metal Injection.
Read it to us.
What's
okay.
The website?
Like a blind person's
yeah.
View of it, though.
PBOTB, peanutbutteronthebrain.com.
Peanut butter off track bed.
You should record. Yes. You should register the full version, too, so you can actually just tell people that.
Look at you giving them tips.
SEO tips. Yeah. This is free content.
It's actually owned by some peanut butter company.
Oh,
fuck.
They're probably going to charge you
$80,000
USD.
Planet of the Babes. What did I type in here? I got
PB.
Off track betting.
Off the boat. OTB.
OTB.
It's from an Alice in Chains song.
Oh, okay.
So the comic is the Shaggy character.
That's him.
Garrett, I guess that's you, the lead.
I want no description of what it looks like. I just want you to read the text. That's it.
So the text is, holy fuck, we're on the front page of Metal Injection. Metal Injection bold, 3 exclamation points. And then
I want no visual description. Just read the words. That's it. I don't even want to know that it's a different character.
So the Shaggy character.
Yeah, right.
Holy fuck, we're on the front page of Metal Injection. Okay, you've told me 3 times already. Get off me now.
Nice.
What?
And
was he raping
scene.
Somebody?
Well, see if you had the.
No, I want to know. That's what I just want to guess. There's rape.
Theater of the
there's
mind.
No rape.
No.
He's just like.
There
like
could stand, there
he's
could stand
grabbing.
More.
He's grabbing his friend and like shaking him because this is the greatest moment.
Here,
of his,
it's like a modern day
life.
War of the
Here
Worlds.
Oh. So
the comic would be better if I included more rape.
Yeah, Garrett, that's some advice. Your comic could stand
Sean,
a lot better.
Sean
if you added
thinks
more rape
is the funniest thing in the world.
It's pretty fucking.
I'll have to draw my character raping you.
Yeah, that's fine.
That would kill 2 birds with one
right.
stone.
I'm in it.
You
and
can have the text
form.
Be this conversation.
Right.
Like rape like this.
The audience
approved.
No, draw me like this while you're raping me. Like that could be my speech bubble.
Mm. You're the bossy bottom.
Yeah, we love it.
There you go.
Which is also my new band.
Good.
Like you and Scissor Sisters are gonna tour.
Yes.
Do you have any Sisters and Sisters albums, Rob?
No.
You would like them.
No, I wouldn't.
Why
yes,
not?
You would.
If
yeah,
you like Chromeo,
yeah,
honestly.
Would,
I've like watched their videos and it's just like.
Scissor Sisters are less gay than Chromeo.
What?
Yeah,
yes.
It's true.
I don't know. The guy's name is Jake Shears.
Okay.
Let's see. Come on, that's pretty silly.
And what were the names of the guys in Chromeo?
P-Thug
yeah.
and Dave One? I mean,
oh,
what?
God, come on.
I don't care about all.
Scissor Sisters are
joking.
Though more masculine.
Really,
than
I should check it. The few songs that I remember hearing,
mm-hmm.
I remember they did a Pink Floyd cover on SNL. Mm-hmm. Hold on right there, Garrett. They did a Pink Floyd cover on SNL, and it was the gayest cover of Pink Floyd I have ever heard. Literally.
But it's dudes fucking dudes. How much more masculine can you get?
There's
yeah, no
like
femininity in that.
I know, you're right.
Whatsoever.
Being gay is
that
totally
is,
masculine.
That is.
I gotcha.
That's as manly as you get.
The next music break we take is going to be all
Scissor Sister Rock Blood.
Yeah. Rock Blood.
By the way, yeah, the new drummer for Bossy Bottom is Tommy P.
cool.
Just
I like
with
for
a
work. I kept going back in this comic, and I noticed in this one, one, your eyes are red, and two, the laptop you're using has a metal injection sticker on it.
Well, my laptop has a metal injection sticker on it, and my eyes are constantly red.
Get
oh,
out.
Okay.
Realism.
So how did you get
I always make it a light shade of red, but it doesn't always come out right in the end image. But your eyes are also red in that comic, but it's a light shade.
Oh, I see.
There it is.
So, yeah, how did you get the sticker? How did we get that to you?
I bought a faceless shirt, and I got, like, 3 metal injection stickers and some metal suck stickers, too.
Yes! All right, cool. That's from our friends at IndieMerch.com. That's awesome that actually
Stop
happened.
Stop with the free ads, Rob.
No, it's great, because it was totally like a handshake deal, and then I was like, are they really doing this? Because that'll be great. So, cool. It happened. Thanks, Indie Merch.
Nice.
Free
plug.
That was a free live read.
And actually,
if
you go to indiemerch.com/metalinject or metalinjection.indiemerch.com, you can buy metal injection merch.
Can I just say that in the comic where you have the laptop with the metal injection sticker, you've got your yours incorrect in that as well. So this.
He said he does it all the time.
This is a problem.
Yeah, no, it's something I really need to work on.
Look, just remember, the your with the apostrophe is just you are. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
so
word,
it,
say the
are,
full
yeah.
Yeah, say yeah. The full word. And whereas the other your is the possessive.
Right.
Oh.
Like if you want to say you're a good cartoonist, that's you are a good cartoonist. You wouldn't say.
Or if you would say I like your cartoon, see that's your it belongs to you.
So
that
wouldn't
be
yeah. It wouldn't be I like you are cartoon. Yeah,
see that
so.
Doesn't make that's not a full sentence.
Exactly.
Grammar injection.
Oh man.
Grammar block.
Just learning so much.
Yeah, true.
We're just trying to improve your comics so that you submit more
well,
to us.
You.
And then Sid would be less annoyed with it.
I wasn't annoyed at all. I was very
he
impressed
was so
except
pissed.
For that minor
so
thing.
Pissed.
I don't even see where you saw it.
Yeah,
I
should
that's
because
Noah's an immigrant.
A few pictures and squiggly lines.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks. That's awesome that you called in. And seriously, if you want to keep drawing comics about us,
and every time you do, you can call in and promote your site.
How can I turn that down?
Right. Well, I mean, you putting the comics on the site will give them a lot more promotion.
And eventually
you know,
it'll just crash your site.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And then, Google will come and they will buy us, and then we will in turn use that money to take over your site.
Right.
Yeah.
You literally, money. All of our tens and tens and tens of fans will come to your site.
And then
the
you'll
comics.
Be able to quit college. Because yeah. You'll be independently wealthy. You're welcome.
That's the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Garrett. And once again, you can check out Garrett's comic, Peanut Butter on the Brain, at pbotb.com. We'll also leave a link in the description because I'm a great guy.
Nice.
See you later, Garrett.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Bye.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Oh, wow.
I was like, he knows who first Mike is around here.
Yeah.
He's like,
you got a boyfriend.
Look, what can I say? I have a lot of fans.
That's true. Is he getting really sweaty at home or something?
He spells his fans with a Z, right?
Oh.
Two Z. Three Z's, the middle one capitalized.
Damn
yeah,
you, Pants
yeah.
Brodini.
Okay.
His impact is still felt to this day in Rob's spelling.
So what else is going on in people's lives?
Oh, Jupiter got killed.
yeah, cut up Jews. We can talk about that.
Oh, that's right.
I think it might be Shlomo. I'm not sure, but I think it might be. How do you know?
Have him call in and prove
yeah,
that it
Shlomo,
wasn't him.
Call in if you're still alive.
Because this happened in a different area than
Shlomo. I'm in Borough Park. So
oh, like they can't leave their area to go.
If it wasn't
people.
Shlomo, was he helping search? They shipped in Jews from like Jersey and Long Island to search for this
just,
kid.
Just yeah. to let people out of the New York area know what's going on.
I was born and raised in Brooklyn.
this 8-year-old Hasidic kid.
Nine?
What's his name,
sorry.
Rob? Can
I don't
we get his
name?
It's a funny name.
It's like
Shoney.
Shoney McFuddruckers. Shoney Ponderosa.
I have his name. Here it is.
Pizza Destroyer has it. Libby Kleisser or something to that effect. Damn it, I thought he was right. It might be that, though. It's something. Kletsky.
Maury Weissman.
Klezmer.
Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Well, anyway, someone.
So, anyway. He went missing, and apparently it was the Levy Kletsky is the name.
Oh. Levy Kletsky.
Honestly, when you're born with a name like Levy. That, you don't have much of a chance anyway. Like, what could you grow up to be with a name like that?
Probably own real estate.
A tailor.
Somebody who covers Teetle Teetle. That's about it.
This is near where we used to have our studio.
Yeah.
The dude who killed him lives two buildings down from a coworker of mine.
Yeah, so this kid, he went missing, and apparently, I don't know if this is just like newspaper dramatizing, but this is the first time his parents ever let him walk outside by himself.
Apparently, because like they usually pick him up, I guess. Or no, he takes the bus usually.
Yeah.
But they had a doctor's appointment like 7 blocks away from his summer
camp. Yeah,
but
he got picked up 3 blocks from his mom. Like she was only 3 blocks away from where he got picked up.
Mm.
And
so
then,
close.
So anyway, so,
yeah, so far.
This kid went missing. They had a huge search. All of Hasidim got together like a super group.
Did they all link arms like a human June
tradition.
Chain?
Tradition!
Terrible, but hilarious. Anyway, so they had this huge search, and eventually his body was found in 2 different places.
Wait, but you didn't say that he was like asking for like directions and stuff.
Yeah, he was lost.
He wasn't. No, he wasn't.
That's what it said.
How
that he took
he
a wrong
there?
Turn.
He was at, it's a, they
There's
said
all like
he
security
was...
footage. He made a wrong turn.
I thought somebody from a car was asking him a question. And he stopped to talk.
No, he asked a store clerk for directions.
I'm looking for the Kugel shop,
and
mister. Can you help me?
And the store clerk murdered him.
Murder!
Oh, this was one of the other games you could buy, but she went, my friend went to the celebrity one. No, but
he cut up his body and he kept it in his freezer.
Yeah, like
half of it was in the fridge and half was in a suitcase in a dumpster
in
a different town. Or neighborhood.
Like a couple miles away.
Why? What's the theory behind that?
Probably got rid of some. He was going to eat the rest and whatever he didn't want.
Eat
that
the rest? Yeah. I don't think he's going to eat it.
You
jerk
he,
off on
you
it?
You don't think he raped the kid?
Yeah,
you
sure.
There's
in
any
the mouth
rape involved?
Or the butthole?
I don't know if they could tell that after they find the body severed.
Yeah,
you know what my favorite thing
semen,
about this
they
is?
They do that on SBA all the time or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite thing about this story among
more SBA. SBA.
SUV.
That's the Jewish one. Special Victims Abraham.
SBA.
School of Visual
school
Arts.
School of Visual Arts.
Lord, our school
so
of visual arts.
So much semen in the School of Visual Arts.
I'm all out of paintbrushes. Get my lawyer.
This isn't Elmer's glue.
So,
among many favorite things in this story for me, my absolute favorite, which hasn't been mentioned, but it's a no-brainer in my mind. You know when the kid first turned up missing with the relatives and the family and all that, they were like, oh, let's round up all the blacks and Hispanics in the neighborhood. It was definitely one of them. And then it turns out to be another Orthodox Jew. That must have been such a mind fuck for them.
Good.
But they're
fuck
all,
feels
they're all
great.
First of all, they're all inbreeds. They're all just stupid and they don't care.
You have to be pretty stupid.
Orthodox,
to name it for Levy.
Orthodox Jews,
they're inbreeds.
They're not like us Jews. They're
they're like Amish.
Trash.
Like Amish Jews.
They're worse than
You're trash or they're trash?
They're belligerent Amish.
They look at
everyone else's trash. They're very elitist. Okay. They're very
I like all of you people. I don't
know, but we're not
you shouldn't,
Orthodox.
You shouldn't like that.
They're like the Amish in their lifestyle, but they're very belligerent assholes to people. Like they're
disdainful.
Are these the ones that can't touch the skin of females? Is that
some.
Yes. Okay. It's all, you know, it's
They're the ones with the suits and the sideburns. The
wacky sideburns. That's the sideburns that I want to stick my penis inside. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What are those called again? Yucatan?
No, Payas.
Yucatan?
Payas.
What? Where did you get Yucatan?
Oh, listen to the crazy words that guys come out of your mouth when you talk about
like what?
Stuff.
Like what?
Mezuzah, that's a ridiculous word.
You remember
that's
it?
A word.
You remember.
He got Yucatan from one of these murder mysteries that he downloaded.
That's my favorite peninsula, you know?
He was with FedEx and Whitney.
Okay, so let's talk more about the Jews.
Yeah. So yeah, the guy who got caught, I like the presser calling him the alleged killer. I mean that
he said he did it, I think, and he took them to the other parts. He took the cops to the other body parts. I mean,
I got it in the freezer in my other.
Yeah. Place. What is it, Levi or Levy?
Levy.
You know you shouldn't keep an arm in the refrigerator because it goes bad. You need the you put the corned beef on the steam by the radiator, and you put the arm in the freezer. With the horseradish.
It says here that the guy that killed him said that he didn't kill him immediately, but only after...
I like to wait. I like to let it sit.
But only after he realized the extent to which the Hasidic community and the police had mobilized to find him.
I figured, you know, they're trying so hard, I'll help them out.
And he really thinks just tossing it in a dumpster would, like, no one's
going to... Why would you keep it in your fridge, though? Get it. Like,
it was so hot out.
Just
yeah.
get both parts out of it.
The fridge
just
stopped the smell.
Look, he should have put both parts in his car, and when he drove out to Jersey, dump the other part somewhere else.
But that's why I say there's probably something else to that, like, he was going to eat it or just fuck
it. He kept it in the freezer. Yeah, he probably wanted, like, a cadaver.
Which part was left in the freezer? The top, right? His mouth.
No, it was a mismatch of shit. It was just, like, half of it.
So there's nothing even to fuck.
Yeah. Well, no, you can fuck anything, man.
He could put it in, like, a bowl.
By the way,
stick his dick into it.
Boring is a warm, wet spot.
He could pull
a
bone out
and
shove it up his ass.
That's true.
I keep the little filter fish. I got a comment here. Super Nintendo Chalmers says, I put a little schmear on him, maybe some lox.
Nice.
And Borscht Destroyer. You can't mix arms with dairy.
It's true. We have another caller. Maybe.
There was this quote that they got from like a coworker of his. And really, it just showed how much of a dick this coworker was. Talking about the murderer, he went, you know, he's a funny guy. I'm not going to do an accent.
Let me read it. Where is this? He's a funny guy. We knew something was wrong with him, but he worked very well. He would flip out sometimes. If you really got him good, he would flip out and you'd be asking, what happened? We were just joking around.
He's like, if you really
don't put my body in him.
He would always ring the shwoogie buzzer.
You ring the shwoogie buzzer on me, buddy, insane.
Okay, now what's that? That sounds like a made-up thing.
We've mentioned that on the show before. It's like from the 60s, mm-hmm. the Jewish shopkeepers, mm-hmm. like they would have some kid working in the front, mm-hmm. and they'd be in the back counting the money, whatever. And the kid, mm-hmm. if a black person walked in, was expected to push a little silent bell mm-hmm. that told the shopkeeper to come out and keep an eye on the black person. And the word for black people is shwoogie.
Okay.
So it was called a shwoogie.
Derogatory term.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, don't say shwoogie when you see
yo,
a black person.
Yo, shwoogie.
There's another slur, though, too.
Shvatsa.
What is that, the one they use in mouth? Mouth?
Possibly. But Shvatsa is like
a woman.
No, that's a shiksa.
Oh, shiksa.
A shvatsa is a black person, but it depends on context. Like, it could be innocent or it could be like the N-word, but shvugi is just bad.
Mm.
Shvugi.
I just met like a new coworker at work who lives in Borough Park.
Shvugi?
Yeah, and he said that he used to work at a kosher deli.
Really?
And I asked him, I was like, oh, did you guys have a shwoogie buzzer? And he was like, what's a shwoogie buzzer?
Did you explain it?
And then I explained it. I didn't know it was a racist term, so then he went to ask around, hey, do you know what a shwoogie buzzer is?
Oh, just basically the other guy yell and bind around.
Never heard of it.
So he asked one guy who's like a program director, and his face just like became pale. And he's like, yeah, but you shouldn't say that.
Oh, my God.
Shankletown just said I lost my virginity in a '67 shwoogie.
That guy is not invited to my next murder mystery party.
Nice. So yeah, it's
we have a caller.
Well, let's take this call. Who do we have?
781.
Do you guys still have room for a slice of pizza?
Always. We missed you.
What's up, Mr. Destroyer?
Well, I wanted to call and announce, well, not really announce, just kind of say that I once killed a whole bunch of Orthodox Jews.
I thought you were going to say that he lost his virginity.
To a bunch of Orthodox Jews?
Wait, hold on. We got an exclusive here. He's saying he killed... Where are the... Are the arms still around, or... We don't want you to get close.
What?
You still have
no,
the...
What happened is, this real skinny Jew, he was kind of like... Kind of talking shit in public. He was like, hey, why you doing that? You know, you fuck with my these sickles. So I just kind of snapped his neck like a twig. And then, one thing led to another, and the next thing you know, I killed 8 Orthodox Jews, and cops came, and I explained my situation to them, and they're like, oh, that's all right, I would have done the same thing too, so I got away free.
Yeah.
It's a different sensibility in Massachusetts.
What?
More forgiving. It's a different sensibility in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
By the way, we finally saw, how did we see that picture of Pizza Destroyer?
Facebook.
Yeah, he finally posted
photos.
Yeah,
you look at—he looks absolutely nothing like what I thought.
Yeah. Me neither.
Is it the one where I have an axe?
I don't know. The one I just saw that Sean just.
And you cut your hair off.
In my mind, you look like Butthead from Beavis and Butthead.
I actually didn't get a haircut.
Ever?
It's an undershave.
Oh. No, like that picture. That picture was taken like 10 minutes after I took a shower, and so I had like my hair like. Bundled up in a towel, and like someone took a picture of me.
He looked like a guy with a towel.
It was a finesse commercial.
Trust me.
Orca.
I thought he looked like, in my mind, I thought he looked like McLovin.
Mm.
That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Well, they remade.
I thought he was more of like a Spicoli kind of guy.
That too, yeah, you know. I could see that. But younger, like the prequel to that film. Yeah.
Not like the skater of Short Shorts Spicoli. Like the
Do you have any new stand-up material you want to try out on the show? Have you been working on that?
Maybe.
All right, let's hear it.
Hit us.
How do you make a dead baby stop floating? You take a foot off its head.
It starts floating if you took your foot off of its head?
It's like a variation of an existing joke, that joke. How do you make a dead baby float?
Yeah.
Coke and
ice cream.
No, but that's actually originally a racist joke.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, don't tell it.
Yeah.
Is it about shwiggies? Is that
that is what it, yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Anything else, pizza?
Another joke.
So how do you stop them?
Anything more unique?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
But we missed you. Thanks for calling in.
Wait.
No.
Wait.
Okay.
I got something else. Go ahead.
You need to get a member of the Red Court on the air again so I can talk to them.
All right. We'll do that.
Well, what would you... Is there like an urgent message that you need to tell them?
Remember when I mentioned that concert?
Kind of.
Inspires you to keep progressing
kinda,
sound.
It's kind of urgent. I mean, I'd tell you what it was, but then...
What's the question? I could text them.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Oh, that's cool. Well, I can't say it, otherwise my superiors would... I'd be killed.
Well, what if we called them? We can call them right now, Rob. Right? Their number.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob, call
what?
Them.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you want to talk... Talk to Greg, or do you want to talk to Gunface?
You got your choice.
I'm kind of... Wait, are you for reals?
Yeah, totally.
For realsies.
Yeah, we'll try it.
No.
No! All right, don't do that. I meant like on the live cast.
Yeah, we're going to connect them now. We're going to pass them through. Rob is going to enter the number now.
No, I'm going to defecate in fear.
Don't make us call them for no reason.
No, I didn't mean like right now. I mean like at some later point.
Oh, now you're backing out, huh?
Yeah.
The guy that killed 8 Orthodox Jews is backing down from a conversation.
He's putting his axe down.
Oh, come on.
So you don't want to talk to one of the world's greatest men?
I coined that term, and no, not at this very moment.
All right, I'm putting the number away.
Oh, pizza.
Good.
Close to greatness. Call him anyway. Call, force him. Let's force him.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it. Fuck it. I'll imitate him if he hangs up. Pizza Destroyer, how would you describe his... he looks like a celebrity that I can't think of.
Pizza Destroyer?
Yeah.
Like a Rob Lowe?
No.
Someone told me I look like Seth Rogen.
Here we go.
A little bit. I think you look like Kevin James, like son.
Oh, you know who I look like a lot?
Bob Vila?
The dying fetus.
I'm trying to call somebody.
You look like a dying
fetus? No, I look like the main player of dying fetus a lot.
Diane. Or Fian Fetus.
Hello?
Yep. Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Greg?
Yes, Tim.
Hello, Greg Weeks. You're on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Oh, what the heck, you guys?
You totally didn't sound like yourself for a second.
Sorry to get a character.
Sorry to interrupt you. We just had a call from one of our longtime listeners. And
no,
he was like, you guys need to get the red cord on the line sometime. And we were like, oh, let's just call him. You're not doing anything, right?
No, when do I ever do stuff?
Sitting around waiting for a call.
See, I knew it. So we're on the phone. This is actually the guy who the last time you called in called you one of the world's greatest men, Pizza Destroyer.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was the time before that. Like a couple days after I saw you live and then met you and stuff. But yeah, I have a very good memory.
Wow, that's scary. Yeah.
What do you want to ask?
Shoot.
Well, what'd you,
this is a busy guy. He's got to go. What's your question?
Well, I kind of was not serious, and I'm like in a weird situation right now because I didn't really expect them to go through with this. So I'm like, I mean, you can't see me, but I'm kind of like, I'm like shedding, like trembling in fear currently.
What is your question?
You asked for him and you got him, man. What do you want to do?
We deliver here.
All right.
This is
I'll
like
make something up right now.
For teenage shut-ins.
Would you, if you were really bored and really lonely, would you ever fuck a pizza?
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. I could describe
bored and lonely? You'd have to be both of those things to actually fuck a pizza, huh?
Yeah.
What about a pizza destroyer?
No.
I don't answer that.
Typically, why not just put your wiener on a heated pizza stone?
Oh.
Well, you could. But, I mean, what I would do is I'd take it out of like a microwave pizza or whatever, then I just heat it up for like 5 minutes, like fold it over in a paper plate, then just, you know, do the dirty deed.
That's exactly what a real vagina feels like. You know,
Pizza Destroyer, did you really have us call a member of the Red Corps just to ask him a question to set up your own fucking answer to that question? Is that really how narcissistic you are?
Yeah, we could have just pretended to be Greg and not bothered him.
Jeez, man.
No. It did develop as I expected.
All right, we're going to hang up. Thanks for calling.
I'm talking to my fans. This is great.
Comma zero.
Well, Greg.
Greg, these are your fans.
This guy is a huge Red Court fan. And, you know, we thought you'd get a kick out of talking to him. But
it makes me feel good talking to him and hearing those questions. It makes me feel like myself and the band are really doing something for the kids out there.
We're so good.
Where would they be without you, you know?
You're the best, Greg.
Yeah.
When are you going to come to New York and sit in on a whole episode? We're putting you on the spot right now. Let's set the date.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
We don't broadcast
a special episode.
If you call, we'll do an episode.
Oh, you don't broadcast tomorrow. Shoot.
Damn.
Well, we can pre-tape.
soon, guys. We've been talking about doing this for about 10 years now, so possibly We can get it done. We're going to do it. We're going to be, oh, man, it's going to be so fun. Don't even, I can't even believe that it's going to happen.
Awesome, awesome. So,
should we just say November? Should we just say that?
November 2015. Get ready, kids.
Yeah, we'll start hyping it up.
Greg invades the
market. We'll start doing promos every week. We'll put banners. It'll be huge. All right,
coming
cool.
to a Wednesday near you.
We don't want to take up any more of your time, Greg. Thank you for being a good sport. And when can we expect that new Red Court album?
Oh, whenever we write it, you know.
Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer. I thought it would be like around the time you come and sit down on the live cast.
Yeah, November
2015. Yeah. 2015. New album. Going to be good.
I love it. I love it. Till then, check out Death Fart. You can check them out at Friendster.com/Death Fart, right? Is that the URL for your side project?
We don't have anything up on the online.
You don't have a Friendster page?
Everyone has a Friendster page.
Do we? Sure we do then. I have no idea. I don't deal well with computers. Oh, listen to this, though.
Hmm.
One of my other bands, I don't know if I'm really supposed to be in it as me or whatever the hell it is, Plant Vorchestra has a Facebook page now.
Oh.
There you go, people. Add them on Facebook.
So, yeah. Type it in or do whatever you could do with your Facebook and get on it and vote for me or thumbs it up or like it or talk about it. I don't know what you kids do.
Now, I just want to bring up another topic that I think we need to start a petition for. Greg Weeks, you are needed on Twitter. Your brain is needed on Twitter. We want your brain farts. Broadcast them to the world.
Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of people want to know what goes on in my head every 5 minutes.
Yes.
You know, hey, I'm at the store. Hey, I'm taking a leak. And maybe I will. Maybe I'll jump in on that.
You know what? I know you probably don't even have a smartphone, but they got you covered.
That's
you can
rude.
Just
That's
you
rude.
Can just text message your tweets. You don't even have to use your internet minutes.
Unfortunately, I only have a rotary phone, so I don't know if I can actually text on that.
I believe they have operators you can call who will just
right. I'm taking a big dump right now.
So there you go.
Well, awesome. Thank you for taking the call. This was hilarious.
Oh, good times. Call me anytime, and I do not mean that.
All right, great. Thanks a lot. Greg Weeks, everyone. Bye. Yeah. I actually waved
one of
goodbye.
The greatest men.
I think the world's greatest man at this point.
Wow.
That was awesome. All right, we have another caller. Oh, no, we don't.
No,
oh, I guess that caller was there just for Greg Weeks.
Possibly.
And he's gone. Yeah. Why doesn't he call back and then...
Four more minutes
we'll
for anyone who wants to call.
I thought Pizza hung up, and
yeah,
that's the other.
No, but the difference. Yeah.
No, there,
it's the same.
Oh,
it's the same area.
Oh,
America.
I see.
No, that was Greg Weeks.
They were both 781.
Mm-hmm.
No. The other 781 was Greg because they're both.
Oh, no, but that was up there before he called.
Okay, how much you want to bet it's pizza?
Yeah, that's pizza.
I'm just saying.
There,
just say hi. Let's just see.
Anyway,
let's do it.
No. This 781 is definitely pizza, but there was a third number.
Yeah,
anyway,
let's
check.
448 or
something.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. No, this is definitely Pizza Destroyer. I'm telling you.
Who's there on the phone?
Pizza Destroyer.
Talk.
Yeah, you never hung up on me. I never hung up on myself.
There we go. Now we hung up on him. Done.
You're done.
See, I just wanted to clarify. That's it.
Oh, pizza. And now he can't listen on the phone anymore.
But that was amazing. That was a hearty
listening where he's talking to...
That was really cool.
That was a deep dish slice of pizza we got.
Yeah.
It wasn't a regular.
That's a deep cut.
I don't know any other podcast you can listen to where you can request to speak to a band. And then within moments.
I request to speak to Falconer. Right now.
Hold on. And I want to talk to Skinner, which is the dead ones.
Mm. Anyway. So, that was good times. We're winding down here. Let's.
And
got to do the hand motion too.
I did, but the mic was covered.
Why can't the mic pick up the hand motion? It's weird. I don't know.
It picks up when you rub your face hair on the microphone. Yeah, nice. Oh, God. Just close your eyes and imagine that on your taint.
It's that high end sound. Is the hair?
I think it's worse
can
for us walking.
Can you put an echo on it?
Definitely.
No, not me.
Echo, this is a tin can. Tin can.
Tin can. Tin can. 1, 2, 3.
Is the up? Is the?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
two furries
fucking,
man.
It sounds like an Africa
Bambaataa
album.
Like it's Planet Rock. Party people. Planet Rock.
I think it's African
Bambaataa.
No,
Bambaataa. Bambaataa? Africa Bambaataa. Planet Rock.
Rod, you ready?
I like to shut the fuck up at the very end of the laugh. So you can faintly hear Darren. Okay, I think I'm going to get chin herpes.
Chirpies.
Well, there's a delay on my mic. This is weird. Hearing myself like a half a second after I say...
Rob, you got to hang up your... Turn your speakers down.
Wait, now I'm slower. This is what my mind feels like when I think. This is the sound of the demo for the rocky You've been listening to the Metal Lindsay.
Today,
I consider myself the highest man on the face of the earth.
I am
fucking
stone.
So stone.
Very stone.
Very stone.
You're traveling through another dimension. The dimension is not only Satan's sound of mine. We're one man. Smoked so much weed that he loses his entire fucking mind. Into the Kush Zone.
They deal with a lower voice. That was just a preview of next week's live cast.
Oh,
I'm dead on the inside. Wait a minute.
Too far. Too far.
All right. All right. I think it's time to wrap things up.
Whoa. Whoa.
Right. Okay. That was a good way to kill a few minutes.
We're going to play out with the brand new Falconer single that will be debuting at their murder mystery party that they're having at the lead singer's house.
You got invited too?
Yes.
I thought it was exclusive.
I'll be there. I'm going to wear Rob's silver tinfoil jacket.
Yeah.
Nice. No pants allowed.
We'll see you next week. This is Falconer. Planet
Actually,
Rock.
We won't see you next week because there will be a mixtape. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody.
That too.
Oh, and don't forget November 2016. November 2016, Greg Weeks will be here in the studio with us.
Right. Definitely check that out.
Living dream, love, life, live, go play. The damn world is free. Do what you want.
low life, son of a bitch. I'm presuming, assuming good. This is Mr. Jim Brazella. Then game. Michael Jackson, I respect Michael Jackson, but I don't respect that low-life son of a bitch. I wish I see soon, I supersede, I couldn't even come in a clutch, I fuck his ass, make him humble. Ha! Ha! I told you guys, I cannot focus if you guys have to tell it.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Liquidation, compulsive shoppers, a Route 9
the treasure! Arunanda the treasure!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There's only 3 days left in our crazy Memorial Day sale. Sure, it's September, but it's never too early to celebrate Memorial Day. So come on down, because our prices are insane!
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder that our main road is closed. If you'd like to get out of here, please take Christ Illusion Parkway and then make a left at Rain Inn Boulevard and then make your way down to Undisputed Avenue to get the fuck out of here.